Welcome to this message by Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo. Bishop Edwin Ogo is a seasoned minister of the Word of God whose messages on Christian living, church building, and the work of the ministry are a great inspiration to ministers all over the world. He pastors the Makanair Cathedral in Oyibi, where he ministers powerfully in various services, transforming lives and raising zealous church workers. You will experience the transformational force and power of God's Word as he ministers passionately to you today. Be blessed as you listen.
The Lord, you keep his commandments. If you really love the Lord, yeah, you will do what he tells you. If you really love the Lord, you will marry him, give yourself to him. But that's not what I do. Oh no, I wanna change something now. He that keeps my commandments, he that keeps my commandments, yourself to him, to do his mysterious will. Do you trust him for everything? Do you want to get to heaven and find out the Bible is so true? Because the greatest commandment is to love the Lord your God, yeah. It is the greatest commandment. There's no greater good than to love the Lord. And you will find out that it is so true, more than anything else in the world. Oh,
he that keeps my commandments,
yeah,
he is that loves me.
Tell me, do you love the Lord? Do you love the Lord? Do you really love him?
He is that loves me.
If a man love me, he'll keep my words. the will of him, and we'll come unto him, and make our abode with him.
He that loveth me not, keepeth not my sayings. He that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and will manifest myself to him. Oh,
oh, he that keeps my commandments, he is that loves me. Do you love the Lord?
Do you love the Lord?
Continue speaking in tongues. Everybody pray in tongues, that is what will make you strong.
Speak in tongues, you will be strong.
Oh, Shabaya Baka, Mama Kabaraba,
speak in tongues. Oh, we speak in tongues, you will be strong.
You'll be strong, you'll be strong.
Shabaya Baka, Mama Kabaraba, speak in tongues.
You'll be strong,
speak in tongues, you will be strong.
Oh, just speak in tongues.
Be speaking tongues. You will be strong.
Oh, Shabaya Baka, Mama Kabaraba,
speak in tongues. Be speaking tongues. You will be strong.
Oh, Shabaya Baka, Mama Kabaraba,
speak in tongues. Be speaking tongues.
Shabaya! Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. What a church. What a church. It's a spiritual church. A church where we sing about speaking in tongues. Amen. You're not going to find this anywhere in the world. A church where there's a song about singing in tongues. Mr. Richard. Yes. It's not common. Amen. But we have come to a very important segment of the service this morning. That's why we actually came. Amen. Yeah. You know, this morning, I was reading my Bible, like you should read your Bible every morning. Yeah, but you didn't read your Bible this morning. So I'm going to read my Bible to you this morning. Amen. You know, the Bible says in James 4 verse 8, that draw nigh, that's what the Bible says. Draw nigh to God, and He will draw nigh unto you. What we have done this morning is we have taken one step to draw nigh to God. Are you with me or have left me? I was showing you earlier in Leviticus 9 verse 5. If you can just show me Leviticus 9 verse 5. It says that, and they brought that which Moses commanded before the tabernacle of the congregation. And all the congregation, the entire church, what did they do? They drew near and stood before God. Amen. And that's what we have done. We have all left our homes. We've left our families, our mothers. We have come to the congregation to draw near to God. Hallelujah. Now, why have we come? What does it mean to draw near to God? I want to just show you one more scripture. One last verse. Take me to Luke chapter 15, verse 1. The Bible says in Luke 15, verse 1, and they drew near unto him, all the publicans, the sinners, to do what? For to hear. You draw near to hear. This morning we have come to church to hear. To hear the voice of God. Are you there? You have left me. You know, and before our pastor comes to preach to us, I want you to stand to your feet. You know, we just sang a song about speaking in tongues. I want you to speak in tongues for a few seconds, just a few seconds, to welcome the presence of the Holy Spirit. Sebro savra kasada haya na mahalama. Oh lo brosivria na manunse nenge zenge kuni mandi katule vehezende. This is a charismatic church. Speak in tongues. If you can speak in tongues, speak in tongues. Lisuria vanimo kozende mende keheluse. Varabadi osola mahanehe. Lord, let your word have free course. Let your word have free course this morning. Mima ani osundi bika hezende. Subra vala sunde kende kunda ana ami alozevehendo pozode. Lord, we have drawn near, we have come near for to hear, for to hear. Our ears are open, O God. Our hearts are ready this morning to receive from your oracle, to receive from your manservant that which you have prepared for us, Lord. Let our lives be changed, be transformed, be turned around in the name of Jesus. Never the same, never the same, never the same, in the name of Jesus. You know, I am blessed this morning to be in this particular church.
Yes.
Not to be anywhere else. Yes. You know, there are some things when you see somebody, you will be jealous for the person. Have you been jealous in life before? Yes. People who see us are jealous of us.
Oh, yes.
You may not be aware, but I'm telling you. Oh, yes. People, you just go down the road, cross the street a little bit. You will see a whole congregation that is there, jealous of us. Because of the man that is with us here. Oh, yes. I'm telling you for free. Amen.
Amen.
So I want to see some excitement and appreciation. Some jumping and running around. I want to see some running around. And excitement with Jesus joy. Jesus joy in your heart. I want to see some running. Yes. Some young people as we welcome to our international pulpit, the man of God, the man for the moment, our pastor, your pastor, Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo. Oh, the excitement, the excitement. Hallelujah.
Clap your hands once again. Church has got pastors. Pastors who are working and building the church. And I want us to clap our hands for the pastors. One. One of these Sunday church service, we are going to have a service we will call He Gave Gifts to men service. But it's not what you are thinking. It's a Sunday, special Sunday, where we will bring gifts. Yeah. Everybody will find a gift. The gift shouldn't be perfume. It can be yam. tomatoes, money, beans, and we are bringing the gift to our pastors. So on that Sunday, regional heads are going to go home with plantain in their cars. They are going to go home with yams. He gave gifts, so we are also going to be like God and bring gifts. Clap your hands for Jesus. You know, this church is going to learn, not that church. Here, we are going to learn how to appreciate our pastors. Yes, here. It's something we don't have. We don't practice where we came from. But in this church, we are going to learn to appreciate even our pastor, Reverend George. His birthday is coming this month. I'm not saying that to that in mind. Oh, is that Sunday?
No, but it's a Tuesday.
It's a Tuesday. So the Sunday is what date? No, the Sunday after his birthday is what Sunday? 27th. Oh, 27th is a special. You'll not be here. 27th, we are having Experience Jesus here. It's a very special service. And every member, everyone standing here is going to bring 10 members, 10 people. It's going to be, so we are going to have chairs everywhere. I mean, I'm sure even on that Sunday, one of our lady pastors will preach. Yes. That Sunday. That Sunday. I mean, and we are going to do that in honor of our pastor, Reverend George. That's the first. And he is not likely to be in the country, because we'll be in Congo for Healing Jesus campaign. But while he is there, we will be here to honor him with 10 people, 10 souls, every member, not pastors, everyone will bring 10. Ask your neighbor, are you part of this church? As a person, are you sure you are a member or you are a visitor? Oh, tell the person, I'm sorry for asking this question. It looks like you are a visitor. Tell the person, it looks like you are a visitor. Tell the person, it looks like you are a visitor. As a person, are you a visitor? If you are not a visitor, then you are bringing how many? 10. So we are going to have prayer meetings all night, outreaches, and I want you, everyone, you are bringing how many to church on 27th? 9. Not 10. Not 10. 10. Say 10.
10.
Yes, not then. Ask your neighbor, are you bringing 10? Are you bringing 10? Are you bringing 10? So we are going to prepare. And then when our pastor comes back from crusade, that is when we are going to bring the second wave of gifts. That will be tomatoes, yam, rice, money. Don't bring Coca-Cola. He doesn't drink Coca-Cola. Rice. What? Magic cube. Onions. I was going to say onions. Onions. Hey. And in toast. I'm not sure of that date. That the date. But if I know when we are coming back, we'll give the date. And then we'll bring, it will be Reverend George Sunday. Or we call it Happy Birthday Sunday. With banners and balloons. By that time, there should be more light here. Not this one Zamrama line light that is. Yeah. How many of you can already see an air-conditioned hall? Can you see it? You can feel it, eh? I'm telling you. It will not be simple and easy. You can feel it, eh? You can feel it's chilling. You must come to church with a jacket. Yes. You'll be surprised. The Egyptians you are seeing today, you will not see the Egyptians anymore. Clap your hands for Jesus, and you may be seated. Well, today I am bringing this short season of teachings on fruitfulness to an end. And clap your hands for this beautiful book. Fruitfulness. Let's bow our heads and pray. Father, we commit ourselves to you. And we pray that you speak to us. Talk to our hearts. Our hearts. We thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. You see, as I end this series, I want to say to you that you must go to the podcast and listen to all the messages I have preached on fruitfulness. Or come back one day and learn some more about fruitfulness. It's a core subject. And I want to say to you that don't be around God if you don't have an intention to bear fruit. Don't be around God. The people God allows to come close to him are people who are fruitful. God doesn't like people who don't bear fruit. You know, everyone, including you, everyone has something he doesn't like. You can do this, it's okay. You can do that, it's okay. But if you do this, I don't like it. God also has something he doesn't like. You see, we can be happy jumping, dancing, singing, and all the things. But there are certain lines. If you cross them, you bring a problem. And one of the lines you must not cross is fruitlessness. Don't cross that line. Or should I call it fruitfulness? That is, don't cross it into fruitlessness. God doesn't like people who are around him, enjoying him, enjoying his blessings, enjoying his protection, enjoying his provision, enjoying his things, but they don't bear fruit. He doesn't like such things. He doesn't like it. In fact, one of the earliest prophecies in the book of Luke is that the axe is laid at the root of the trees. And anyone who does not bring forth good fruit is cut down. When God sees that you are not bearing fruit, he cuts you off. You can't believe it. The same God who gives us yogurt to eat, gives us kenke, gives us shoes, gives us what? Wigs. Sometimes people feel that God has only one side. But there's nothing in this world that has only one side. You have two sides. Yes, as you are sitting here looking sweet and cute and nice, there's a side of behavior when we see, we will not be able to connect it to you. Yes. Especially the sisters. Yes, and I'm singling out the sisters because it is the sisters who present a sweet demeanor. The men there, we are here. Look at their hard faces. Look at the men. Hard, bony faces. It's the sisters. As we are here, we have not put lipstick on our lips. We have not put powder on our face. We have not done anything. As we woke up, that's how we are standing here. It's the girls who have put things on their eyes. Colors on their eyes, on their head. I mean, if you look at the nearest sister, the thing on her head, that is not how she woke up. Apart from the cap we are all wearing, the hair is not, that's not how she was. So allow me to single out the sisters, the ladies. They present sweetness and deliciousness and juiciness. But you will not believe when they are manifesting another side that can shock you out of your shirt. The point I am making is that, sir, everybody has two sides. In fact, some have three sides. God has another side. One side of God is the one you are used to. Giving you bread, giving you yogurt, buying you a car, giving you a beloved testimony time. God is doing this, that. But he has a side there. When he's removing you from his presence, you won't believe that it's over. And what makes him do that? Don't misunderstand me. What makes him do that is not fornication. It's not pornography. Don't misunderstand me. It's not a good thing to be watching pornography. It doesn't help you. It only draws you far from God and destroys your soul. But even if God sees that you are watching pornography, he will even have mercy on you and pity on you. There's only one thing. When he sees that you are not bearing fruit, even watching pornography is a type of fruitlessness, depending on the time. If you've been around for 3 years, 2 years, and you are still into pornography, it means that you are not bearing fruit. One of the fruits he expects to see on your tree is a fruit called no pornography. Yes, it's a fruit. No fornication is a fruit. And if he doesn't see it, he will cut you off. He doesn't like it. And this is not the only verse. Luke 3:9. There are more verses. John 15:2. The story of the fig tree. Anything that doesn't bear fruit is cut down. It's cut down. Not that you are dead, you see blood on your ankle that God has cut you with. No. You see that as you are around, something will remove you from the church. You just start liking something. And want to want, or you get a job, or something that you have left the church. I'm telling you. Because there's nobody who will continue to invest in you and give, and he doesn't get anything. God doesn't, Jesus even told the parable of a man who gave talents, and when he came back, he was expecting something more. You can't walk with God and always be receiving, getting things, receiving things, sharing testimonies, and he doesn't get anything out of you. God is not an NGO. So I want to say to all of you, be careful to bear fruit. A fruit is essentially, the definition of a fruit is essentially any positive change you manifest as a Christian. Any positive, any change that is positive. Anything that is positive, biblical. You have one Bible. You had one Bible 6 months ago. Now, because you are a Bacenta leader, you've gone to buy 2 more Bibles. That is fruit. It's a positive change. You used to read 3 verses a day. Now you read 6 verses a day. It is a what? Positive change. It's positive. Not reading your Bible is a negative change, and God will cut you off. You are listening to music that is not Christian, that they play in nightclubs to drink and smoke. And you stop listening to such music And now when we take your phone, we see Christian music with Bible verses. It is what? A positive change. That's a fruit. That's a fruit. I want to end today's message. But before I do, I want to give you just one key before I talk about the next two laws. One key to fruitfulness that I want to give you today. I'm going to have a whole series on how to be fruitful. Keys. We have them here. We even have a very big key called sacrifice. The key to fruitfulness. That one, I don't even think I can preach it on one Sunday. Yes. The other one is the Holy Spirit makes you a fruitful field. That one cannot be two Sundays. So I'm going to preach on all these things. Sacrifice, the Holy Spirit. But I want to give you a key. And the key. How many of you want the key? The key is very simple. Very simple. How can you get a fruit? How do you get a fruit? Pineapple fruit. How do you get mango fruit? No, I'm asking a question in English. You plant. So, anyone who wants to bear Christian fruits, the first and most important thing you must do is that you must plant seeds. Honestly, mommy, it is madness to expect orange fruit. You want orange fruit, and you have not planted an orange seed. There's nothing like a fruit. I feel you people don't understand the message I'm preaching. No, I mean, it says here, look at this, fruitfulness, fruits, you have to plant. Any fruit I've talked about since I've been preaching, reading your Bible, having Bibles, reading books, breaking up with that boy, anything that draws you, today our pastor taught us, You come near to here. Near to here. Daddy, there can't be any fruit. Anything that is you want to see in your life as a fruit of soul. Some of you, your fruit should be people. Like today, Sunday, you should have commandeered at least 5 buses. It's your fruit. 10, 10, 10, 10, 10. 5. It's your fruit. You cannot bear that fruit I'm talking about. 5 buses. if you don't sow seeds. Fruit of kindness. You cannot bear that fruit if you don't sow seeds. Fruit of stopping listening to Kamido. Fruit of not listening to success. You know success. Success is a phenomenon created by Sarkodie. You can't. I've seen Stone Island, Stone Island. I hope you are not listening to Stone Boy. If you have been listening to Stone Boy, like you, for instance, you, I'm talking, if you have been, if you have, stopping, do you have some on your phone? What type of music do you have? Share some of the music on your phone with that. He will be into Black Sheriff. And what else? Mention some of them for us. Mention some of the songs on your phone. Or it's not your phone. It's your phone. What are some of the songs? So you go to your playlist, your music. Just mention. When you mention, I'll say it in the microphone. Which one?
Go there.
One. Oh, okay. Get the microphone. Hello. This has better sound. Hello. Okay, please get it. Mention some of them. Oh, no. Put your mouth in the mic. Say it in the microphone.
Beautiful. Kiddy.
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 What? Kiddy quiz. Kiddy. Okay. Kiddy. We can't hear you. Say it well.
Kwabena.
Obrafo is the rap sofo. So we have Kiddy, Obrafo. Yes.
I also have gospel.
Don't do gospel. Just do that. Rap sofo.
Dope Nation. And
what?
Dope Nation.
Dope Lynch.
Dope Nation.
Dope Nation. Wow. Okay. Two more. That's all. Okay. I was going to say clap for him, but don't clap for him. Now, listen. One day, what's your name? Divine. Hey. Divine. Pa. One day, we'll be calling him Reverend Divine. Keep watching. Reverend Divine. Now, that day, for us to one day see Reverend Divine no longer listens to Dope Nation, no longer listens to Kwabena, and his linguist behind him is even worse. He is worse. Now, Reverend George, I'm saying that if he will bear the fruit of not listening to Dope Nation, see, they have lined up like this, 1, 2, 3. If you will one day not listen to Kiddy, because a fruit of a Christian is that he or she doesn't listen to Stone Boy, Dope Nation, Kiddy, or Bravo, or Sofo Rap, Rap Sofo. For them, Divine, not to listen to unbeliever music, which becomes a fruit, he must sow a seed. That's all I'm saying. If listen. If he doesn't sow a seed, he will never bear a fruit. And then we come to your name, please. Joyce. Joyce will be one day LP Joyce. You don't seem to believe me. You believe? It's your member. Okay. For LPJ to be, for Joyce to be LPJ one day, which will be a fruit, she has to break up with that man. Yo! Me buana, Sister Joyce. Me ko deep. Na me mboni din. Me ko. What person will be LP? Don't be an LP one day? Then it means, one day, I'm telling you, come. Come and stand here. Get a microphone. Get it. One day, we'll come to church and she's the one preaching. You don't seem to believe me while I'm talking. Joyce, is it not possible that one day you'll be the one sharing on Sunday morning? Even before Reverend George preaches, you will even receive the offering. That's a huge fruit. That's a harvest. Stand behind the pulpit so they see you well. Yes, good. No, wait. Put your left hand here. Like this, and then this one. Pose. Wait. Do this. Put your hand here, and then bring this one. Joyce, look at the camera. We are. Look, mommy, you won't believe me that Joyce one day can be a fruitful person. For that to happen, a certain boy must live her life. Joyce, do you understand me? Yes. He must live. Can he live? When will he live? When? You don't know when. Now, sir, for him to live, that's a fruit. Like suddenly, Joyce doesn't have that guy anymore. She'll be a little poorer. She'll be a little whatever. There's no more. That thing, for it to happen, is a fruit. She must sow a seed. I mean, you cannot expect him to leave her or for her to throw him away without a seed. Anything you want to see, the stopping of masturbation, you plant a seed. You want to attend church twice a week. It's a fruit. You must plant a seed. You want to come to church every Sunday as a Christian. It's a seed. It's a fruit. There is a seed. If you don't sow that seed, you will not be able to come to church every Sunday. Help me. You want to stop pornography? When I see you and there's no pornography in your life, it's a fruit. I used to have pornography as my quiet time. 15 years old, 14, 13. When I wake up, the magazines are under my mattress. I take it and I meditate. Yes. Now, I don't watch pornography, sir. I'm not lying to you. I don't watch pornography. Now, that is a fruit. Now, for you also to bear that fruit of not watching pornography, you must plant a seed. If you don't plant a seed, you will watch till you are 82 years old. You want to break up with that girl. You want to break up with those friends. Whatever it is that is a positive change, a spiritual change, what triggers fruitfulness is a seed. Nature itself does not teach you that without a seed, you see a fruit. Wherever there is a tree, some years back, somebody planted a seed. So as you are sitting down or standing, I want to ask you, what fruit do you want to bear in your life? Mommy, what fruit do you want to bear in your life? What is your desire to become? You are a Christian, you know verses, you know all these things, you have been in the church, you are even a singer in the choir. What fruit now, what do you want to bear? What fruit do you want to bear? A new fruit you desire to bear.
Having souls and being a shepherd.
Of having souls and being a shepherd. This is a correct system. Very correct in the church, serving God. But she says that, I guess she doesn't have souls. I guess she's not a shepherd. But she's very helpful. She's more helpful than a lot of shepherds. But she says that she wants to now have shepherds, have sheep and be a shepherd. How does she get this? How will she become a shepherd and have members? How? It's a seed. So hers is shepherd. Yours is friends. Somebody's own is not stealing. Somebody is not watching pornography. Somebody is coming to church early. Somebody is coming to church. So, all of you here, one of the fruits you must bear is to come to church early. Yes. I'm preaching now. Now, there is something called a universal seed. A universal seed. That seed, if you sow it, if you sow it, you break up with that girl. If you sow it, you will have members. If you sow it, you come to church early. If you sow it, you come to church regularly. Depending on your problem, but it's the same thing that everybody sows. But depending on the land it is planted in, it brings oranges, or it brings pineapples, or it brings mangoes, it brings passion fruit, it brings, and it's one. It's called a universal. Luke chapter 8. Say magic seed. Verse 11. That seed is the word of God. Whatever fruit. The word of God, it makes somebody speak in tongues. Like a pastor can preach one message for 40 minutes. From that one message, somebody is breaking up with their boyfriend. Somebody is deciding to be stable in the church. Somebody is deciding to go on missions. Somebody is becoming a lady pastor. One, the same. You see, there's no seed like the seed of the word of God. Anybody, so like yours is shepherd with sheep. You must sow the word of God. The word of God. Which comes as podcast. Which comes as a video. Which comes as Bible quiet time. Which comes as a message in a book. I mean, anyone who wants to show a spiritual change in his or her life must go to the Bible or other presentations of the Bible. I'm a pastor. As you can tell, I'm preaching. If I want to become a top evangelist as a fruit, a new fruit, I must sow the seed of the word of God. If I don't sow that seed, I will remain a Sunday morning preaching pastor forever. There's a book I must read. There's a message. There's a podcast I must listen to. There's a video I must watch. There is something. But it's the word of God. Until I listen to the word of God. Bishop talks about how he wanted to become an evangelist. He sat in a room and watched Billy Graham videos. And even transcribe the message. When you say transcribe, that is everything he's saying, he's writing it down. He took in those seeds. Today he's an evangelist. Magic seed. I want to tell you, Joyce, to drop that boy, there is a seed you must take. If you take in that seed, you will have an allergy for his presence, that boy's presence in your life. Everybody is merely waiting for a seed to be planted in his or her life for your next positive change to happen. You want to come out of those friends? That's a message you've not listened to. The message you've not listened to. If you listen to that message 7 times, you will feel uncomfortable within certain people, within the in the midst of certain people. You've not listened to it. Like our brother Divine, there's a message he's not listened to. There's a video he has not watched. There's a Bible verse he has not read. If he listens to that message on podcast 7 times, he will not like. Can you imagine me with Kiddy on my phone? It's not because I'm a good person. It's because a seed is in me. A seed is in me. If I see you struggling to move your basenta from 5 members to 20. Because 5 is a fruit. But 20 is more fruit. That transition from 5 to 20 requires a seed. Hello, sir. The seed you took to have 5 members cannot be that same seed you will take to have 20. Can be. The word of God comes in. It's the same thing. It's the same thing. The same. 1 Timothy 3:16. The same. Look at it. Sorry. 2 Timothy. Sorry. All scripture. All seed. All seed is given by inspiration of God. The scripture is the seed and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction. There's a word that must come to you as a rebuke. If you have not received that rebuke, you will remain as a type of person forever. There's a word, there's a message which must come to you as instructions to obey. If you've not listened to that message, you will remain a dancing star forever. You have no idea how God is happy to see you dancing in the church. It's a blessing. It's very nice. You bring an atmosphere in the church. You bring happiness in the church. And you may not know, have you always been a dancing star? Have you always been like this? No. You came to church and a seed was planted in you. It changed you. Where is Portia? Yes, Portia. We know Portia. She was not like this. But she sat in church and received about 3 or 2 weeks of certain seeds. She's now wearing jeans and white top. Now, for Portia to become a shepherd of a basenta one day, she must also receive a certain type of seed. There's a message she must hear. There's a camp she must listen to. There's a book she must read. If she doesn't expose herself to that seed, she will remain a dancing star. If you go to Korea, you see dancing stars who are 76. Trouble and see. Grandmothers, they are dancing in Yonggicho's church. 62. 62. She's dancing. I saw it myself. Who could have been pastors of the nearest branch? Seed taken in is not an event. It's a lifestyle. It's a what? It's a lifestyle. So you are sitting here in church. Some of you came here last week Sunday. And you've come again. Some of you were here 4 weeks ago. I preached a hot message. You've come again. Why have you come again? A seed made you come here. It's a seed. Something has happened to you. You've taken seed. For you to also progress from just sitting in church. See, you've come to church. It's a blessing. For you to progress from sitting in church to becoming more fruitful, there are seeds you must allow to be planted in you. You must expose yourself to. I'm explaining to you why people remain something forever. Lady pastor of 20 members forever. Lady reverend of 6 percenters forever. I was a pastor of a church. One church service. One church on Sunday. That's me. Forever. One Sunday, I said, no, I'm starting another church. So I'm now a pastor of 2 churches on Sunday morning. Now, I'm saying that, I'm not saying for you to clap. If only a seed can do that. I took in a word, a message, a video, a scripture, a quiet time, something. I must have, if you ask me now, I can't tell you what seed. What specifically made me come here to start a church? I'm telling you. Because it's a lifestyle. A woman whose lifestyle is sleeping with men cannot remember which particular man gave her that pregnancy. She cannot. As you well know, that a lot of people who they say is their father is not their father. Because even looking like your father doesn't mean he's your father. Because as I'm preaching, I see people who look alike. There are people who look like me. Yes. There's a brother I saw somewhere. He can impregnate his wife and the child will look like me. It's possible. Have you not seen that your daughter looks like Auntie Rose or Sister Isabella? Or, I mean, we based on which animal gave birth to you. You look a certain way. Saying to you, I'm saying to you today that your next step, I don't know what your next step is. The next thing you must do for you may be moving your basenta from 5 members to 10, or from 1 basenta to 2 basentas, or for some of you from singing to becoming a basenta leader and a singer. Because are there basenta leaders here who are singers? Can I see your hand? Yes. But some of you are not. The difference is that you've not taken in certain seed. That seed may be somebody's advice to you, somebody's rebuke, a book, a video, a podcast, a Bible, a verse. But you lack something. That is why. Not because she's better than you. When you see 2 women here and this one is pregnant and this one is not pregnant, it's not because this one is a better woman than this woman. The difference is that she has something that's entered her that has not entered this one. That's all. That's all. Because she's better. The seed is the word of God. I'm explaining to you. I'm telling you that any change to come out of those friends, to stop listening to certain things, to stop watching certain things, there's a Bible message, there's a preaching message, there's even a counseling you've not received. You've not sat down with this pastor. She brought you to table. She's not sat down with you for 2 hours to talk to you. That's why you are persisting in that area. The seed is the word of God. Only the word of God can let you stop sleeping with a married man. Only the word of God can let you stop drinking. I don't know of any advice. But we are all here. My mother, when I was 15 years or so, she was in London. And somebody told her that I am her son, her firstborn son, is smoking. She wrote a letter. I don't think there's anybody here who has received a letter with red pen. Not red pen as in the ink. But maybe you owe somebody money and they have typed a letter in red. The balance is red. I'm talking about a letter, a missive, handwritten letter. They use red pen. My mother wrote to me a letter with red ink, talking to me, warning me, talking to me. As I was reading the letter, I was smoking. 14 years, 15 years. Well, I just crumpled it. Bungalas. Policeman can't change you. A headmaster can't change you. Some of you even experiences, bad experiences cannot change. Some of you have a big sister who is living a certain life that you see every day. That experience should have changed how you even relate with boys. It's not changed you, because the only known power that can give you your next change is the word of God. It's a seed. You are here, you don't expose yourself to preaching messages. You are rather listening to X-rated songs. Songs with penises and vaginas and sex and vulgar words. It's also a seed. You see, you are changing. There's a song, when you listen to it, you feel sexy. Today, I'm just reading the 2 points. I'm sending you. Go and look for a seat. Mommy, go and find a message. It's nice. How many people come to church and they're sitting in front? Are you a lady pastor? No. It shows that there's something in you for God. It's not a small thing. But to move from this to your next personality, you must have been spoken to by her, or listened to a message 7 times, or read the book 3 times. Something without a seed, you remain the way. Like a woman who doesn't take in any seed, sperm seed. She remains straight forever. Once you take in that seed, it changes your face, your behavior, your mood, your swing, your stomach, your every, even what you eat. There are women who eat clay. Clay is called pica. A seed changes you. Anybody here who is struggling to see a change in your life, I don't know what change you want to see. There's a word you have not taken in. There's a word. There's a seed which has not been sown in you. I want to end with the seventh law of fruitfulness. It says fruit bearers are guaranteed answers to their prayers. This is Jesus' laws. Yes, John 15, verse 7. Those who bear fruit. John 15 and verse 7, my darling girl. John 15, verse 7. Let's read it. I've finished preaching to you. I've finished preaching to you. This one is just extra something to flavor the thing. If you abide in me, Joy, stand there. Today we are doing that. We are preaching. Let me stand by you. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done to you. A lot of your prayers which have not been answered. Of course. Of course. Why should God answer your prayer? After all what he has done for you, he's not seen anything coming out of your life. Why should you answer your next prayer? Of course. We don't even need to see this verse in the Bible. Of course. A lot of things Jesus did for people were a direct result of a behavior. A behavior. A behavior. If you don't bear fruit, forget about prayers you pray being answered. Because essentially, you are a wicked person. You are wicked. You are wicked. God has been good to you. You don't want to give yourself to him. I told the lady, I said, you'd have been a house help. You'd have been somebody's house help. This guy has married you. Look at today, you are wearing a ring. You've got today two or three children. Your husband wants to have sex with you today. He should go and bath before he comes. You, do you bath? Do you bath? Wicked people, wicked. We are good to you. You pay back. You pay back with wickedness and attitude. And what are you saying? After all you've done, you are coming to ask me for 200 Ghana cedis? Somebody's got to be crazy. You'd have been somebody's house help. They are sending you. You are living in some shack. As you are in the air-conditioned rooms. A man has married you. Today you are wearing a wedding ring. You've got two children. The man is coming to you to have sex. You say, you should go and bath. As I'm talking, I'm getting angry. I'm getting angry. My dear friend, God has been good to you. Look at your left. You look at your left. Look at your right. Where you are sitting, it's not a small place. It's not a small place. It's not a small place. You could be sitting behind police bus, vertical bus. He's been good. And the least you can do is to bear a fruit. On the 27th, as we are bringing 10 members each, start working yesterday. Start working when? Yesterday. That even for what God has done for me, let me give him 10. I'm looking for 10. I'll go and bring one, put here. Go and bring, by 27th, I have my 10. I'm bringing them on a bus. 27, there should be canopies here outside here. But you will not. You watch, we are here. You are here. You see choristers who just walk in alone here. You watch. Take a, put a CCTV outside. You see them coming. And you want God to answer your next prayer. For what help? Forget it. God will be crazy. You are really mad. So this point shouldn't have been made by Jesus. Just like some things, people are quiet, but their things are in their heads. Yes. Be very careful when you meet a quiet person. Fruit bearers are guaranteed answers to their prayers. Some of you, any good thing that will happen to you will be luck. You are lucky that something has happened to you. Because when by this time, you are sitting here wearing khaki. Is it khaki? What is it? Car wash. Today, you are wearing car wash when you should have been a lady pastor. Happy by now. You're wearing car wash. Whenever you pray, look at yourself carefully and ask yourself, anytime you pray to God, for your child, for your work, you are going to town, you want God's protection, look at yourself and ask that, have I borne enough fruits that will make God answer this prayer I'm praying? And finally, fruit bearing makes God very happy with you. The next verse, verse 8. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will. It shall be done to you. Herein is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit. When you bear fruit, you glorify God. You beautify God. You make people see God as somebody who can even change. A girl who was a prostitute is now a pastor. I said, when you have a fruit of a Bible... Yes, and I want to say to everyone here, this one is a point. Everyone should listen. Anyone here, I don't know about you, anyone here who has not used his or her own personal money to buy a good Bible, I'm giving you a vision for your life. Your next target is that buy a Bible with your money. If somebody dashes you a Bible, get it and put it somewhere. Don't even read it. Don't read it. Anybody here, whether old or young, if you are here and you have never purchased, like we buy hair pieces, we buy clothes, we buy necklace, we buy watch. If you are here and you have... If you are here, girl, boy, anybody, and you sleeping, have you bought a Bible before? Yes. The next instruction I'm giving you is that save money. She gives you money. He gives you money. They give you money. Your sister, find money. See yourself giving somebody money and taking a Bible from the person. It will be the most important single step you have ever taken in your life. I'm instructing you. It will change your mind. It will change your mood. It will change your orientation. It will change even the spirit. The first instruction is that if you are here, how many of you have not bought a Bible with your personal money before? Stand to your feet now. Stand up. Quickly, in 2 seconds. Just stand up quickly. You've bought shoes. You've bought a car. You've bought that. But quickly stand up. Don't waste my time. I need to close the service. If you are standing, I'm talking to you now. Have money that you have saved, Portia. Money. And go to town. Challenge bookshop. Vision Bookshop and give yourself the feeling that you have bought my I have bought my first Bible, like we had my first copybook. Joyce, have you bought a Bible before, your own Bible? Where did you, when and where? How many years ago? 1 year. Is it here? Is the Bible here? That's the first instruction. Buy it. Buy a Bible. And some of you who are sitting down don't know that what you say you have bought was not a good Bible. Yes. It's a pen knife. We need a sword. A sword of the spirit. There are some Bibles, they are pen knives. We call it bafo. You must buy a Bible that has got concordance. Three columns per page with footnotes. Not a Bible you are going to do engagement with. I'm saying to you that you glorify God. If God sees you coming out of a shop with a Bible in your hand, Maduka Satabaya. The next time, the instruction is that that Bible you have bought, read that Bible every day. Every day. Is the beginning of your journey to bear fruit. And what we are saying is that God is happy to see that the boy I sent the girl to talk to and bring to church is now reading a Bible he has bought. He's now a solid, established member in the church. He's now reading his Bible. He's now a shepherd. He's now this. He's now that. I pray for you. Stand to your feet and let's end. I pray for you, everyone here, that you will have adventures. Christian adventures. Lift your two hands. Lift your two hands. Lift your two hands. Adventures. Adabasata. My walk with you. Lord, I want to walk with you. An exciting walk with you. Doing things for you. Doing things for you. Experiencing you. Experiences. Adventures in Christ. Experiences in Christ. Experiences in Christ. Adventures in Christ. Experiences in Christ. Everybody lift your hands and pray. Makoto ndele braso tandele ba kandele brandele ba kabosha lebrado la baske dele bro kamali andara basko tabarabosa lebo shetandele bra kamandele reba baba skindele bra babo le kandali kambali bro satindele bra kaya dashi andali bro skiba marabaso tindele gre kandala shi andare basko dele brema boke libro tamali fraso tandele bra kimara da yamoski bra baba.
Father, I pray for desires, for appetites, for an interest, for joy, for excitement, for gladness, for an interest in everyone here. Change our lives. Like a woman is changed when she gets pregnant. Change our lives. Let a seed change our lives. Let a seed start us on a journey of bearing fruits. I pray today. For the young man, for the young girl, that fruits and seeds will be our portion. As every head is bowed and every hand is down, every eye is closed. If you are here today, everybody close your eyes. If you are here today, And as you are here today, you are not born again. You are not born again. You are not born again. You want to say, Pastor, pray for me. I want to be born again. I want to give my life to Jesus Christ. I want to start a new life. I want to leave the world and come to Jesus and live with him and live for him. Pastor, please, usher me into God's presence today. Pray with me. I want to be born again. I want to come to Jesus. If you are here like that, you are here, my sister, I see you. My brother, I see you. Just lift your hand high. Yes, you want me to pray with you to receive Jesus. Lift your hand high. You are saying, Pastor, pray for me. I want to receive Jesus. Lift it high above your head. I'm going to see your hand and I'm going to pray for you. I'm going to pray with you. He loves you. He cares for you. You know, before you came to church today, he had already chosen you. He chose you when you were born. You were destined to be for him. He didn't choose everybody. When you choose everybody, then there's the word choose doesn't make sense. When you choose everybody, then the word choose doesn't make sense. We use the word choose because some are left behind. Why is it that God is interested in you? Why? Lift your hand high. Pastor, pray for me. I want to be born again. Lift it high, high, above your head. And if you've lifted your hand, I want you to come and meet me. I want us to pray together here. The prayer, come. If you raise your hand, come. 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 You want to give your life to Jesus, come. Yes. Come, my dear, come.
Come on to Jesus.
Come. Pastor, I'm tired of sinning. I'm tired of, don't call anybody.
Come on to Jesus. Give your life today.
I want to warn those of you who have a habit of pushing people to the front. You may be more an agent of Satan. You may be more an agent of Satan. Nobody is pushed or prodded. We come to Jesus because a work is done in our hearts. Never stand in church when an altar call is made. You go to a sister and just tap her, go forward. Don't do that. What you are doing is that you are exposing the person to just a little of Jesus. Because the person's heart hasn't been prepared. And anybody who gets a little of anything develops resistance. Anybody standing in front here who has been told to come to the front, please go back. If somebody told you to come here, please go back. At the right time, I said something that I want to repeat. Choosing means that people are left behind. When everybody is chosen, then the word choose is not. But the Bible says, blessed is the one God chooses and causes to approach to him. I said, before I pray, anybody standing here who was asked by someone to come to the front, please, it's not your turn. Go back. If you are standing here, it means that you, based on something that happened in your heart, came forward. And you mean it, that you are surrendering your life to Jesus. You are starting again. Walking with Jesus. Close your eyes, everyone. I want to ask Reverend George to lead you in prayer.
If you are in front, lift your hands. If you are standing in front, please lift your hands. And I want you to say this from your heart. You are saying this to the Lord. Say, Dear Lord Jesus, I come to you this morning. I know that I am a sinner. Have mercy on me. Jesus, I confess with my mouth and I believe in my heart that you are my Savior. You are my Master. Jesus, have mercy on me. Wash me with your blood. Write my name in the book of life. Come and live in my heart. Come and dwell in my heart. I will follow you all the days of my life. Say, Satan, I belong to Jesus. I will follow Jesus. I will worship Jesus. I belong to him. I do not belong to you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Wonderful. That is a great blessing. Amen. You know, if you have said this prayer, a great thing has happened in your life. You know, when two people are getting married, they go to church, they say a few words, and the pastor says that what God has put together, let no man put asunder. Those words they say, it is respected as God has put them together. So these words you have said today, they are no mean words. They are important words. Something mighty has happened inside your heart from today. Now, to show you what has happened in your heart, I want you to follow our lady pastor who is in yellow. She's going to just talk to you for a few moments, and then you'll come back to join us in church. So please follow our lady pastor. Please go with her. She's having the follow me sign. Please go with her. Just go with her. She's going to talk to you for a few moments, and then you can come back. Hallelujah. Why don't you put your hands together for Jesus? Amen. Hallelujah. Now it's time for communion. If you have your communion, please find your communion elements. What a word. What a word that we have received this morning. Have you taken your communion? No talking, please. We are not closed. No talking. Divine. Are you looking for communion? Does somebody have extra communion you can give divine? Hallelujah. Amen. Well, this morning we've been invited and welcome to the table of the Lord. We are about to eat the very body and to drink the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. And this morning, I feel the Lord telling me that there's somebody in church this morning, Pastor Richard, who lately you've been afraid. Are you listening to me? You've been afraid because you've started noticing some symptoms that suggest that a family history of diseases, it's your turn. Like, it's about to surface in your life. I don't know if you understand me. Like, your family has a history of some disease, and you've been noticing some symptoms that you are beginning to be afraid that, hey, maybe it's coming to me. Maybe your family has diabetes or hypertension. We rebuke it by the power that we are receiving into our body, in this body that we are taking this morning. That power, that disease is passing over you. Say amen. I said, it's passing over you in the name of Jesus. I said, this is the body of Christ. As I eat this body, I receive health.
I receive divine health in Jesus' name. Amen. Eat the body of Jesus. The Bible says that after they ate the bread, he took also the cup of wine. Now it is because of the blood that in Egypt, even though there was a lot of crying and wailing in all of Egypt, there was a part of Egypt that there was no crying. There was sound sleep. People were dreaming. People were, you know, there were babies that were produced that evening. Are you with me? Because of the blood. The Bible says that when I see the blood, I will pass over. You know, people don't understand what happened that night. For every firstborn to die in Egypt, it means that if you who have a firstborn, you yourself are also a firstborn, you are also dying. I don't know if you understand. Yes. If you are a firstborn and you also have a firstborn, you are dying, your firstborn is dying. Your father who is a firstborn is also dying. Yeah. The Pharaoh who was Pharaoh that year was not a firstborn. That's why he survived. Yes. But by reason of this blood, every curse, every demon,
every witch.
Somebody, when you are sleeping in your house, you hear a sound on top of your roof. Hey. Like there are birds that are flying or fighting on top of your roof. By reason of this blood, those birds cannot settle on your roof again.
Amen.
There are some people, when you sleep, you feel that a person is coming to press you on the bed. By reason of this blood, that creature, blood, that spirit,
by reason of the blood,
will never come near your bed again. Amen. In the name of Jesus. I said that spirit will never come near your bed again.
Oh yes, amen.
There's somebody here who you dreamt recently, a brown dog. Do you understand? Mm. A brown dog with a small white patch was chasing you in the dream. If you don't have blood, look for blood right now and drink this blood, because the blood is delivering you from a curse.
My God, amen.
It's delivering you from a familiar spirit that's been chasing you. Lift the blood. See the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus.
Jesus.
As I drink this blood,
I am delivered.
I am set free. From the enemy.
From the evil one.
In the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus.
The blood of Jesus.
Please drink it.
Please
lift your hands and let's receive a blessing.
Tola liba hadi evrodoso ni
ma. Toria baba sakada di ano.
Braba di brosi.
Levoko dia mama.
Oh, there's an addiction that is breaking.
Torimo lobo sofra.
It's breaking this morning. Mana mino sofrede kezele gadilo mohonde.
Magada
baba tala brahada halo se devehe kezeyanama. Thank you, Lord, for your blood.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you that when you see the blood, you will pass over.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you that when the blood touches us,
oh yes,
it is our deliverance.
Jesus, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Your blood.
For your blood.
Your blood.
By which we are saved.
Oh yes.
We bless you, Lord, and we thank you. Thank you for deliverance.
Oh yes,
from evil spirits.
Jesus, Lord.
Thank you that as the deer enters into the river and comes out, and the animals cannot find the scent of the deer. As we have drunk your blood, the evil one has ceased to smell us. The familiar spirits from our homes, from our hometowns that have located us, they found where we are, and they are buffeting us and deciding to sift us. Lord, thank you that we are delivered.
Yes, we are delivered.
We are delivered by reason of the blood. By reason of the blood, we are set free. We are delivered this morning.
We are delivered.
We thank you.
Oh yes, Lord.
And we bless you.
Oh yes, Lord.
We give you all the praise and all the glory, Lord. In Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, put your hands together for the Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Please, you may take your seat. You may take your seat.
We trust that you have been mightily blessed and affected by the Word of God preached by Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo. Do join one of our lovely services from the Mackinac Cathedral near Valley View University, OUB, Accra, this and every weekend at 7:30 p.m. on Saturdays, as well as 7:30 a.m. and 12 noon on Sundays. Connect with Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo on Facebook Live, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and on your favorite podcast app. Thank you for joining us. God bless you.